Okay.
Okay, so call the meeting to order. We stand for the pledge. We'll ask Kelly to lead us in a pledge.
We give allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Highway Department. Any water?
Auto water. We fared out excellent as far as everybody else around. Minor shoulder work. We have been helping local towns, county. At least getting passable and somewhat safe.
Yep. Understandable.
As long as the weather holds, we'll be done with that tomorrow.
Okay. Okay.
Nothing else majorly pressing. Sand salt building guy will be out next week. As long as the weather stays, or his schedule stays on to go over. Kind of like final numbers of groundwork and all that. To make sure.
Okay.
We've got everything there in order. Last I talked to the grant writer, they're still not. The grant's approved, but they ain't approved the money yet. She's supposed to get out.
Yeah.
An email as soon as they do, so we can move forward.
Right.
With whatever plans.
Okay.
She said, don't do nothing until that's guaranteed.
Yeah, well, yeah, definitely.
And she said that wasn't set yet.
Okay. I understand we bought a new truck. Pickup truck.
New pickup.
Hasn't been picked up yet, but we're getting there.
Bailey's Plattsburg one bit, the regular cab 150.
A little over 35,000, if I remember right.
35,303. Soon as the paperwork you sign tonight, Renee will send that in the morning, and the woman today said 2 to 3 days for that federal ID number, Ford ID number, whatever.
Right.
So we get the fleet pricing.
Okay. All right. I had a visit from Jeff Backus, lives 195 Simmons Road. Apparently he had a tree in his front yard that he paid to take down. And he approached me about, you know, the town helping him pay, you know, some of the costs of taking it down. I don't know, that's something you can go and take a look at and see where it was or why he didn't just call us. And,
yeah, I'll check it out.
Yeah, see.
Like I said, should have came to us before he hired to take it down.
Yeah, I would hire somebody, town could have taken it down. I don't know why he didn't approach us, if it was on our right of way or if it wasn't, or, yeah, check it out and see. And we can take a vote on it next month. Okay. Anything else under highway?
No, other than waiting for the roads to settle down. We definitely paved 1 mile of the upper end bush road, but as the way it's looking right now, there are a lot of soft spots that are probably going to need band-aids to make it till next year with the full CHIPS money budget back.
Yeah, I had a call from a lady on Eddy Road wondering when something was going to be done to their road. She had been there for 31 years and it's really bad. So
we're definitely going to do in them curves.
Yeah, I think the problem with that road is a lot of ditching and stuff needs to be done before.
At least we can band-aid it at all. Finish working out final details with Bobby Fair, but we had permission to go through. Pretty sure we're going to bring the fire department's drone over so we can fly it and see it.
Mm-hmm.
But pretty sure we can go from third curve back to Holby's curve through the woods.
Well, you could dump it in here.
To get rid of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, how making out with the sidewalk thing there, about doing the paving on the sidewalk, any headway on that?
Mentioned it to Carl first day of flooding, and it just went as far as getting permission to do this. Mm-hmm. Maybe next week when it calms down a little bit, hopefully he'll have a break.
Okay.
And then maybe I can just get permission for him to talk to their engineer. And
the only thing, if we can, we'll have to look at somewhere else, because we got to use this money by December from the county. So they'll probably look if we can't do it on there.
I did notice in my travels that I think it's Elm Street in Champlain, going by the O'Harris Building. Their sidewalks are asphalt down through there.
And they've been there quite a while.
Yeah, they've been there a while. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm willing to give it a try. I think you can go further, and it probably, you know, as long as it's not real wet, I think.
Yeah.
No. You got an address for that center group?
195. Yeah.
Thank you.
Jeff Backus.
What's that?
Okay.
You just said it.
Okay. Anything else, Chris?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Library.
Yeah, we'd like to thank the town again for mowing the lawn. I think the property looks really nice. You asked about that big pile last month. So a couple days after that, we took care of it. But Revenue Brothers had donated that dirt to fill in sinkholes 3 years ago. Tree fell on it, so we couldn't do anything.
Couldn't do anything.
Yeah. But we got all those sinkholes filled in. We'll see. Hopefully, the lawn looks nice.
Yeah, it does.
And so right along with that, Ron Buskey is doing the cement work for the gazebo and the storage shed. He has started, digging the foundation there for that. He was planning to do weekends, but the weekends have been washouts.
Last few, anyways.
We hope he can finish before the end of the month.
Right.
We're supposed to have a report on that.
All right.
Yeah, by the end of the month. So
okay.
We're hoping. We'll see what happens. We got a lot going on all summer long. Rather than, if you just go to our website, MorrisFreeLibrary.org, or our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Kim Dino spent a lot of time updating that, and everything should be up to date, and there's a lot of stuff going on.
Okay.
Tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the library, Elvis impersonator is going to be there. So if you want to come here, Elvis, tomorrow, see you at the library tomorrow at 1.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Art. Dog control.
Busy month.
Yeah, I see that. I see that.
Yeah, busy month. We ended up bringing up 3 dogs to the shelter on the 4th of July. They're going to be adopted out. She's going to, again, whatever money has come from that, the town gets, she'll take out whatever shot she gives them will come out of those fees.
I see. So you had an inspection too, and that went well.
Yeah.
Your inspection.
And I have talked to Janet.
Huh? Well, this was 6/21.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
You're
beautification.
Thank you, and a shout out to the volunteers who took care of the swimming pool over there. Really quickly, the platform area that was dug out filled up with water to be expected with the weather conditions we had. So they pumped it out really quick, got it cleaned out, and got some stone in there to start letting it settle and start hopefully the drying phase of it. So big shout out to them. And want to remind folks that the bricks that are going to be used for the platform, the bricks are the community supporting and helping to build this project for the Veterans Memorial Park. In this month's bill, as you can see, we submitted the invoice for the purchase of the 8 benches to go around, which are part of the memorial, Veterans Memorial project itself. So I want to encourage folks in the community to purchase bricks. They're not specific for, the bricks are not specific for veterans. They're the community supporting the veterans and supporting the project. So the application forms are available here at the town office and online. And we'd like to see some more.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Youth program.
Going well. I have 10 teams. Baseball, softball, T-ball. Been down a couple weeks and soccer start for some of the office.
Yeah, soccer just around the corner. Yep. Hopefully it'll dry up a little bit. Okay. All right. Thanks, Tyson. Town historian. As everyone knows, we lost our historian. Actually, this past Sunday was the memorial for Larry. It was a nice little memorial. The town was presented with the flag. We're either going to buy a case for it, or someone's going to make one. Larry said he thought someone wanted to make one. But then we have to decide what we're going to do with it. Are we going to send it back to the railroad station, or are we going to put it in the historian office? I think that's something the board should think about, you know, what we want to do with it. You know, we'll get it engraved with Larry's name on it and the years of service as our historian. So the next thing we need to do is we need to find a new historian. So I want to put it out and put it on our website that anyone interested, you know, send a letter to the town board. And I'd like to do it by next board meeting, get it, get someone appointed to it. So if you know of anybody, you know, have them send a letter to the town. Either send it to Renee or myself, and then we'll deal with it next month. Okay?
I've had several people ask me about, you wanted to turn a letter in to Renee?
Yeah, yeah, the letter of interest.
Several people have asked me.
Okay, yep. Yep, definitely. Okay. Fire department. I did not get a fire department report. Actually, they're having their meeting tonight because last Tuesday was 4th of July. I didn't get an EMS report. I did not get a court report. Code enforcement officer is not here. Cemeteries. Vicki?
Yes.
Are they wet?
Not really.
It's all sand, that's why.
Well, I have to walk back on that one because, as you can see,
over here, yeah. Yeah.
The old Riverside is carrying a lot of water. But, it's going
good. Okay. Good. Good. I understand we had a few people purchase some lots in the new Riverside. Okay,
we
good.
We did sell a couple there. Yeah.
Good. Good deal.
So, it's starting to produce.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Good job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Old business. That's under our old business. I guess the main thing we got under old business is the local law for solar. We had brought it up last month and we tabled it. I guess we just found out that we're not sure if it has to go to the county first. I don't believe it does, but we're going to check. I'd like to vote on it.
So this is the bylaws, zoning bylaws, not solar.
Oh, it's the zoning bylaws. Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought it was our solar. No. Okay. Well, it's the zoning bylaws.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think those have to go to the county.
That I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But we can definitely send them.
Yeah, I can't remember the process back in 2011.
Yeah.
If Rudy sent it out and was reviewed by the county and then came back, but I mean, we can accept it. We can have a resolution. I believe that we can have a resolution accept it as is, send it to the county, and then if the county approves it, then
becomes law.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I would like to do that.
So I make a motion to approve the bylaws.
Okay.
All set. As written.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay, carried. Okay, thank you.
Speaking about the solar law, did we adopt one?
I think so.
Definitely. Should adopt one.
Yeah.
I think I sent you,
yes.
Like some language
yeah.
that. Yeah.
So Clinton and the town of Clinton and the town of Ellenburg have the same solar law.
Gary, theirs is integrity. So what I sent you, I think, is more comprehensive.
Okay. Is more comprehensive?
Yes. I think it's actually, yeah. I think you should look at that one and sort of derive from that. I mean, you could go with theirs, but it's an opportunity, I think, to, you know, make yours better than theirs.
Okay.
Now the one I got is the town of Clinton local law. Is that the one?
Yeah, that's theirs. So the, what I sent, I think I sent it just in an email, maybe to Gary. I don't remember who I sent it to, but I can I'll resend it.
Okay.
I'll send it to Kelly and have her send it out.
Yeah, send it to Kelly and I'll forward it to our attorney and
yep.
get his opinion on it and we'll vote on it next month.
Sounds good.
Yep.
And I can work with you during the week too if you want to, if you need like help, whatever, just let me know. I can help you with that.
Okay. Yep.
But you definitely should have one this week because I know you
yeah. have a lot of products coming in. With all the solar coming in, yep.
Are you still shooting for November to have it go for a public hearing?
The host community agreement, yeah.
The HCA, you still want that?
Yeah.
Shooting for November to have that signed?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're just waiting with from the Energy Board for their. We added in a segment of road to the HCA, which is a bit different from the wind. So when we did the wind one, we didn't really do a good job. We didn't protect ourselves at all with that one. And basically, it left us liable for a lot more road than we were actually utilizing. That being said, that could be a huge liability. I mean, despite the fact that there's an on-site monitor, right, that could be before and after damage, all that stuff. So what this one kind of says is that the lawyer put in some language that said that it would cover segments that we use. What was brought up was the fact that sometimes local contractors will go the most direct route or take the route that they choose to go, which hopefully the on-site monitor will, you know, that's also on our end to make sure any contracts that we have with them state that they need to take the route specified. But, you know, before and after damage, you guys are going to go out and take, you know, videos or whatever, just what Turbusco did, or is going to do, that's what they've done in the past, and then afterwards you compare it to the damage that's done. So what this does is it allows us to just basically pay for the damaged road that we actually damaged versus the entirety of a road. Because as it's written now, the wind side, like military turnpike ways, for example, we're only using a teeny little bit of the military turnpike, but the way it's written is if we damage anything beyond that, we have to do the whole thing.
Really?
So we're trying to limit our liability, and I guess you really can't blame our lawyers for wanting to do that. We only want to pay for what we can, obviously.
Right.
But we're trying to come up with some language that is, you know, amenable to all parties involved. So I'll keep you updated.
So are you looking to redo the wind HCA?
No, the wind HCA is going to stand. Okay. So the thing is, the solar HCA is kind of null and void in a way when it comes to roads, because the wind is what's really going to probably tear up the roads. Bringing in solar panels probably isn't going to tear up the roads as fast as it is.
I like the wind.
It's just a way that we're, and if we can build them concurrently, we're never going to know who does what. So we're just going to have to split it up in a way that makes sense, you know, for the percentage of the time that the roads were used. And either way, they're going to get fixed. whether it's from the wind or from the solar. So it really is kind of a silly thing to argue about at this point, but you know, like Terry's doing a good job on her hat, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Anything else in your old business? New business? We got anything new business? I don't have anything.
The escrow account for Invenergy?
Yeah, we should, that's right.
Yeah. We've got to work on that.
Is that something that Ryan can help us with?
I think, yeah, we can help as much as we can. And I'm not sure, do we set up escrow with the town or do we just set it up with the Invenergy? I'm pretty sure we set it up with the town.
Yeah,
with the town,
so,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me get with Ryan on that and I'll get back to you.
Because okay. Terry was saying that Ryan is the point person on that, that he helps.
Ryan's kind of unfortunately our point person for everything. Okay. What that means is, you know, he will direct it to the appropriate person to figure that out. But we can help him figure that out. I'm good, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else? Nobody? Okay. No financials. We're good on financials, so.
The final payment for the Peterbilt? That's coming up.
Is it? I thought we did that at the beginning of the year.
$102,000 coming up July 18th.
I don't know. I'd have to check. I thought we did it at the beginning of the year, but I know that was the other truck. So. Okay. Yeah?
We just got an off financial.
I didn't notice it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else?
Have you heard anything about that final payment from the state for the 2021, 2022
yeah,
final payment?
I think it was the last week of June. They brought a bunch of paperwork from Renee, all the deposits for the last, I think we did the last 4 years. Dates that we had got them all. I haven't heard nothing back from them, but check that out.
When do you usually sign a contract to plow this year's roads with them?
September?
Probably.
September they submit that.
Yeah. I'll shoot Billy Jones an email and we're starting on our next year's and we haven't got the one from the year before.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. 130,000-ish.
Okay. Yeah, we could definitely use it. Okay. I'll give him and the other one.
When do the departments have to have in their budget requests for the, when does that usually start? Is that August or September?
September.
September.
Yep. Okay. Anything else? Public comment. They got anything to say? Good or bad? Okay. I'll entertain a motion to close.
I'll make a motion to close.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.